Ballads about Robin Hood. No one can prove from history that such a man as Robin Hood really lived. All that we know about him comes from ballads. Bards or minstrels, as people called them, walked or rode from town to town, from village to village, in England and Scotland, and sang ballads to the people. Most ballads are based on fact. And it is almost certain that in the 12th century, a man who said that his name was Robin Hood lived in the forest as an outlaw. He robbed only rich people and helped poor people. Today, we have about 40 ballads about Robin Hood. People began to write down these ballads in the 14th and 15th centuries. Here are some ballads retold. Robin Hood and the Butcher. Robin Hood and his merry men lived in Sherwood Forest, near the town of Nottingham. They were good friends to all the poor people. They stopped rich men who were passing through Sherwood Forest and took their money. Then they gave that money to the poor. The poor people of England loved Robin Hood and his men. The sheriff of Nottingham wanted to kill Robin Hood or take him prisoner. He sent his soldiers to Sherwood Forest many times, but they could not catch Robin Hood. One day, when Robin Hood was walking through Sherwood Forest, he saw a man with a horse. The horse was carrying some big bags of meat. "Where are you going, friend?" asked Robin Hood. "To Nottingham," answered the man. "I am a butcher. I am carrying this meat to sell at the market." "Sell your meat to me," said Robin Hood. The butcher agreed. Robin Hood bought all the meat from the butcher. He also bought his horse and his butcher's apron and cap. The butcher went home, and Robin Hood put on the butcher's apron and cap and went to Nottingham to sell the meat. There were many people at the market. Robin Hood found a good place to stop and began to shout, "Very good meat! Come and buy! Very cheap meat!" People were glad to buy cheap meat. Soon everybody came to buy meat from Robin. Nobody wanted to buy meat from the other butchers. The other butchers were very angry. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Why is he selling his meat so cheap?" An old butcher said, "We must do something. If he comes to the market again, nobody will buy our meat. Let us invite him to come and have dinner with the sheriff and us in the sheriff's house. At dinner, we shall ask him who he is." So all the butchers went up to Robin. "Will you come and have dinner with the sheriff and us?" asked the old butcher. Robin agreed. "Thank you," he said. "I am very hungry. I shall gladly have dinner with you." Before dinner, the butchers told the sheriff about the new butcher who sold his meat so cheap. Then, all the time they were eating, the sheriff looked at the new butcher and thought. He was thinking of a plan. "This young man is a fool," thought the sheriff, who was very greedy.